Welcome, my fellow wannabes. Welcome to another edition of the Wannabe Critic. Is that a little bit loud in your headphones there, Mikey? Chill out. I am your host. I am your host, Gabriel Fast, and joining me is one of our new hosts here. I don't know. I'm drinking too, Mikey, so it happens. One of our newer hosts here, Mikey Collins. How you feeling, man?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Nice. Mikey just said, and I quote, before we actually started this recording, he said, I need to slow down on this whiskey because I'm starting to feel a little bit woozy. Mikey, no one's saying you're an alcoholic, but maybe you should get some help. Just saying.
Nah, I don't need help.
Nah, who needs help? Forget that. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are talking about just kind of a passion project, subject of sorts, which is some of our favorite character arcs, character developments that we've ever seen in movies, television, video games. And buckle up, because we do have some honorable mentions that we want to talk about, and this conversation is probably going to go on entirely too long. For those of you who are watching on YouTube, thank you so much. Thank you for supporting the new podcast feed up on YouTube. Means a lot. We figure, you know, there's no reason to not be on YouTube at this point if you're trying to be serious about podcasting. You can also check out our other channels at The Wannabe Critic, that I do music reviews there as well as beer reviews, youtube.com/thewannabecritic, as well as I do drum covers. You can go youtube.com/wannabedrumcovers. It's good to be back, Mikey. We just got done talking about The Fast and the Furious, which, I mean, is pretty awesome. I love talking about those movies. It's nice to kind of get, like, me, you, and Caleb are kind of like the triad of different opinions whenever it comes to those movies. I feel like we all kind of cycle back and forth between being somewhat in the middle, you know, of each of those, you know, opinions. Like, one of us will have one really strong opinion, the other one will have another strong opinion, then somewhere in the middle is the other person, so... Also, don't mind Mikey's video quality. Yeah. It's just how it is. And I think it might be a little bit delayed, too. But that's okay. Mikey, what have you been up to, man? No, it's okay. It's okay, man. Everyone's having to deal with this right now. It'll be better. It'll be better as time goes on. What have you been up to, man?
Just normal stuff. Working. Actually, I've been picking up some new hobbies. Like, I started longboarding some more recently, like we used to when we were younger. But I actually just started doing something I've wanted to do for years. I started fly fishing.
So everyone randomly. Said, yeah, that's like,
but, yeah.
People I've say,
I've been getting into that lately. Trying that's to get awesome. On my, yeah, trying to get on my, what's up?
Oh, I was just going to say, people say that fly fishing is like kind of like a lot more work than regular fishing. Do you think that's true?
I don't know. It depends on how you look at it. Cause like I've only done it like once or twice at this point. It maybe more by the time this podcast comes out, but I don't know. It just feels like fishing for me has never really sucked me in, because it just feels, I don't want to say boring, because it's still the same feeling when you're fly fishing, but when you're fly fishing, you have so much more to think about, because gear is, I'm sure with regular fishing, it's still a thing, but gear is a big part in like how you handle the fish, especially if you're like fishing for trout. And then knowing how to cast, what type of cast you can use in what situation. It's not so much more work as I think it's just more knowledge that you need to know, and how to use the things that you need or have at your disposal for what situation you're in.
But gotcha.
I don't know. I'm really excited to get deeper in it and to do it more. But
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very nice. That's awesome. I miss fishing. I'm ready. We're actually going fishing next week at Emma's nice. Family's, you know, place, the Washpan. It's hard to go there and not catch fish.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun there. But I've just been playing video games and trying to get some new stuff done for the podcast. Just been working on the content, taking care of the cows, you know, because it's my job. It's been easier than I thought it was going to be during this whole quarantine thing. You know, I've had some revelations during this time of like, hey, if you're going to take doing content seriously, you need to make sure your stuff is getting to people through the proper channels rather than just kind of blasting everything onto one thing. So that's kind of been the goal this whole time. Today though, I'm really excited for this topic. This kind of got me thinking, and man, there were so many things that I wanted to pick, you know, or so many people that I wanted to pick, but I feel like we could talk you know, you could talk in ad nauseum about, you know, honorable mentions. So I thought we might start with that first, because I only have a few. You said you had 14.
I narrowed it down.
Okay. All right.
I narrowed it down.
Awesome. Well, let's go ahead and
get it. Start.
Well, yeah. Why don't we just go ahead and get started? Like, what's holding us back? You go first.
Go for it. Me first?
Yep. You first.
Ooh, all of them?
Just your first one. Like, we'll go one at a time. Like, you say one, and then we'll kind of talk about it. You say another one, we'll kind of talk about it. You know, that whole thing.
Okay. Honorable mentions are not the top three yet.
Yeah, honorable mentions first.
Okay. One of my honorable mentions, and I feel like it's an obvious one. It just didn't make the cut for me, Darth Vader.
Okay.
I mean, that's a classic, like, especially with all of the content that's come out after the original trilogy and before the original trilogy, just watching that whole character development, that classic villain to reconciliation to back to good but starting from a good place and ending up where I love that. I mean, it's just a classic tale and good character development through his whole arc.
Yeah. And maybe I'm kind of cliche, but that's actually one of my picks is Darth Vader.
Oh, really? That's not cliche.
But, you know,
I just have different ones that are more important to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought, you know, I tried to be as, like, diverse with this list as possible. And he was actually my movie pick was Darth Vader, even though a lot of the reasoning that why I put him on the list is kind of just that there's so many things that he does throughout the books, throughout the comic books, just throughout everything, all that we know that Darth Vader has done. Darth Vader has done some pretty horrible things. And just to know that he can kind of be redeemed, you know, and like still seen as a good guy in the end or a force for good in the end is really special. It definitely puts him on the list for me. One of my honorable mentions, if I may, I'll cut in. I'll go for you know, one of these things is actually Kylo Ren almost made my list.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Just because I feel like Kylo Ren borderline is probably the best part of the new trilogy. Just as an overall thing, I really like Kylo Ren. I like Ben Solo. I like that whole idea. And I love the speculation that character gives, and like the speculation that you inherently have about his past and things like that. That's something to me that makes the character so interesting. And the fact that he does kind of turn around and it's like, we've seen him as this bad guy the whole time and we wanted him to be a good guy. And he immediately kills it as a good guy. Like, he's a very believable good guy. And it's like, I feel like I've known this character forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's crazy how in just like a few short minutes, like 10 minutes of time, he is donned an entirely new character. And, you know, Adam Driver just does such a good job throughout that whole trilogy of really driving that point home of you can really, you know, he's just really made a big imprint that he is a very talented actor in that way. So just while we're on the topic of Star Wars, guys, you know, Darth Vader was on my list. Kylo Ren is an honorable mention. What's another one of your honorable mentions?
My next honorable mention will probably be, I'm actually going to switch some of these right at the last moment because I feel like they should be in my top. So I'm going to make one my honorable mention.
Okay. And let's stick with four, because that's all I put was four honorable mentions. So
four honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm probably going to go with, this one's kind of off the wall, Phil Connors from Groundhog Day.
What? Oh, well, I mean, yeah, I guess. Yeah, dude, I mean, he like it's like a complete 180, like
complete awful person, has no care for anybody else but himself. And the whole movie, he's just getting literally brought down by everything that can bring him down. He has no way out, nowhere to go until he just starts actually becoming a good person. And then slowly, like, he's like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And then becomes... You know?
Yeah.
That's why it's not like an amazing character development over like a long trilogy or anything like that. But I just feel like that in its own like snow globe of like a character development is like a good basis for so many movies that you've seen, you know, like just from an awful person to a good person. And this is his arc, you know?
Yeah. I love that.
I've always loved that movie too.
I love that movie and I love that pick because it is, you know, the kind of that whole, that is the story. Like, that's the whole point is like, he needs to turn his life around. And isn't that what we want in a good character? Is like, we want to see them kind of turn their life around, or at least try to turn their life around. And yeah, I love that. That's a perfect honorable mention. I love that. Mm-hmm. While you're kind of getting your notes there together, I'm going to go ahead and say that Wolverine from the X-Men mm-hmm. series is I love that character. Those movies aren't crazy. I think arguably the best parts of those movies are Wolverine, but especially just the things that happened to him and Logan, and kind of the ideas of what happened to the X-Men. That very few characters hold such a... I think that's why it's kind of hard to make this list. So hard to make this list is very few characters actually hold the sway that the emotion that, you know, Hugh Jackman as Wolverine kind of held. And just inherently, like, whenever I do read comic books with Wolverine in them, I always think about Hugh Jackman's Wolverine and just that whole arc with that character. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I thought that was a decent pick to put on the list, because he, you know, he can't remember what happened to him, but he's always trying to just kind of brush off his feelings until eventually he does embrace them, you know? And that's called being a man, you know what I mean? So I don't know. I love that.
For sure.
Your turn.
Oh man. Who am I going to mention next? I know you haven't seen the show, or maybe you have, you might have by now. Ezra Bridger from Rebels.
Haven't seen it
have
yet.
Have you seen
haven't
Rebels
watched,
yet?
Haven't watched yeah, Rebels yet. Okay. Haven't watched Rebels yet.
Well, I won't spoil anything for you, but he's this brat kid when you first meet him, and he's just like a street urchin. And like, he's just a thief, you know, on the street. And he just turns into this really lovable character, and you're just like, oh. But it's like a classic Star Wars story. So I've talked to a couple people. I think I was talking to Jason Carter about it. But they're just like, yeah, but it's like just a normal story. But for me, I really enjoyed his arc and everything in that show that really brought his character to where he ended up at the end of the show. And I think that's one of a really good character in the Star Wars world, even though like we're talking about Star Wars a lot already, but yeah. But I really enjoy that arc, and I wish you would watch that, because it's a really good show.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do it. I had some ideas about going through Samurai Jack for a particular project, but if I'm gonna sit down, you know, mm-hmm. and watch a television show, I think it needs to be Clone Wars and Rebels at this point, because I'm gonna get behind, yeah. you know. My next one is, you know, we could go on and on. I know you're not a huge Dragon Ball Z fan, but I mean, I feel like kind of your fandom, what might be there has mostly been there because of me and always geeking out about it, you know? Man, Zoom is a wonderful creation, but sometimes it kind of screws me a little bit. We actually had to reset our, you know, our whole deal, but it's okay. It is what it is. I was actually talking about Vegeta and how, you know, I feel like you never really liked Dragon Ball Z that much. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like really kind of your first impressions of Vegeta were us watching Team Four Star, that YouTube channel where they parody Dragon Ball Z. Is that right? Because he's on your list as well, correct?
Vegeta. I'm haunting you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm haunting you.
He was on my honorable mentions.
Yeah, yeah. So I wanted to kind of bring him out because he was one of the ones, like, he's my favorite character out of Dragon Ball Z just because he is such a bad guy, and he has something to prove. Like, he feels like he has something to prove, and then, you know, eventually there's kind of like a moment of clarity where he seems to overcome everything that he has in front of him. Kind of to his own detriment, and that's whenever he realizes that it's all kind of like for nothing, and it doesn't quite give him the satisfaction that he wanted, but at the same time now he doesn't really have anything left to prove, which is a really cool character development in my opinion. Who do you got next on deck?
We're still in honorables, right?
Yep, still in honorables.
For my last honorable, I'm probably going to have to go with Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's honestly, yeah. Dude, we revisited Iron Man 2 not too long ago, and that movie's good. Like,
Yeah.
That's a good movie. I was pleasantly surprised, and he is a complete tool in that movie. And
Yep.
man, like what a character journey for Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man. So
Exactly.
that's a great pick. I love that.
Yeah.
I love it. Do you have anything else you want to say about him?
I mean, it's just a lot of my characters that I did pick ended up being going from being not great to a good person. So like I feel like that's just like a classic story again, because like he was such an a-hole. Like at the very first movie, he's like, "And I give you Jericho," and
Yeah.
destroys a whole mountain, and like doesn't even care that he just did that.
Yeah.
But I mean, and then goes to, spoiler alert for the end of
End
Iron
game.
Man,
Yeah.
sacrificing his whole life because this is what he knows he has to do to save everybody and everybody he ever cares about. And like that's such a good development. I love that character so much. I've always loved Iron Man, so
Yeah, and
but yeah.
one of the, you know, one of a moment that made me cry in the theater, honestly, because whenever a character is just, you know, some characters are just so good, they just kind of hit different, you know what I mean? And yeah, no, I totally agree with you on that one, totally. I'm gonna mention one more honorable mention, and it's one that I've kind of encountered recently, and that's Jason Brody from Far Cry 3, the video game. Talk about like kind of being like kind of this preppy boy, you know, that through very unfortunate circumstances has to man up to be able to save his friends. And you know, there's so many lines of morality laced within that game that is Far Cry 3, and that so many points, you know, the bad guy in the game, his name's Voss, he talks about, you know, the definition of insanity, and it's that thing of insanity is doing the exact same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And you still there? Oh, okay. It was delayed a little bit. Sorry. It's just we have a huge delay on, you know, on our end. It kind of stinks. It's that thing of like doing something over and over again, expecting a different result. And that's whenever it hit me that, you know, I'm killing these guys on this island to try and save my friends and expect something to change when in fact I'm actually turning into the thing that I hate. And, you know, you can ultimately decide the fate of Jason Brody at the end of that game. But I really like that character development because it really gives you a chance to shine as the player and really kind of tells you of what kind of person you are. And I love whenever games do that. And I loved the character development of Jason Brody. And we could go on and on about him. And we could also go on and on about Arthur Morgan, who also made my list, but he didn't. So it is what it is. Now it's time to get into like our true picks. I thought we might go with TV shows first. Do you have anyone from TV shows?
Nope.
You don't? Okay. Well, I'm gonna go first then. I'm gonna go first because mine's from TV shows. And I guess a manga. I'm gonna go with Naruto Uzumaki. Now, Naruto, that whole story in general is one of my favorite in my top five, easily. Easily my top five favorite stories of all time. There's just so much depth there, so many characters, so many things that happen, so many heart-wrenching things, and you know. I think a big part of Asian, you know, folklore and things that kind of get laced, you know, put into the themes of Asian folklore and things like that will make it into their stories. You know, for whatever reason, this kid, he has something wrong with him, and people outcast him for that. He is an outcast because he's a little bit different. And rather than just kind of embracing the person that he is and embracing the fact that he has this thing wrong with him, people fear him for that. And I feel like that's a really common thread and a really common thing is to you're intimidated by this thing or you're jealous of this person or whatever. So you decide you're just gonna kind of like outcast them and or shun them or just not treat them with respect or just say you don't like them because they're a little bit different. And you know, basically, spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't finished Naruto, he goes through this entire, you know, 12-year journey basically of, you know, becoming a man. And through his actions, getting everybody's respect, achieving a rank of respect that very few do. And even though up until the end of the story, he still has that thing wrong with him, he manages to overcome it. And it's just one of the most satisfying stories I've ever seen. And Naruto will always be one of my favorite shows ever. So I don't know. I feel like you could probably agree with that, 'cause you're a big Naruto fan, right?
Yeah, I've never finished it, so that's why I didn't mention him. I also had another one I was going to mention, which was Zoro from One Piece, but I've never finished that, so I didn't feel like I could put him on my list, with a full heart, you know.
Man, anime is so good. Like, story. Anime is so good, and if you think it's not, you're wrong. I'm sorry, but you're wrong. It's every bit. There are animes out there that are every bit as good as what you see on television today, like in the Western areas. So, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Don't change my mind. what's your first pick, Mikey?
Are we starting at number one, or are we starting to?
I mean, mine are kind of one and the same a little bit, so you can go in whatever order you want.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because I don't really have, like, my top three are all interchangeable. I'll probably, because I have them numbered, so I'll probably just go with my number. I'll start with my third one. Something that's close to me, and I think it's close to you when we were kids, Woody and Buzz's character arc of just Toy Story. That's, like, such a wholesome and good arc of just, even that whole group of characters, but theirs together is just, I love that. I love that the whole trilogy. Even the fourth one was good, but I consider it a trilogy, and it's just where they end up and how the story wraps up with all the characters, but especially them, because they're enemies, and then they're friends, and then they're best friends, and then they're basically all family in the end, and they're all together. And I love that story. That holds a special place in my heart, because I grew up with those movies, and I feel like I should mention that storyline and that their development over the years of my life. So
that's a good one. I love Toy Story. I haven't seen Toy Story 4 yet. Shockingly, I haven't watched it yet.
It's pretty good. I mean, if you don't consider it as part of the trilogy and just like another thing, it's pretty good. But you'd be surprised at how they take the third one to the fourth one and still actually continue the story well. It's pretty interesting. I liked it a lot.
I'll have to check it out.
Keanu Reeves is in it, so plus
Keanu Reeves. That you sold me. You had me at Keanu Reeves, man. I know kung fu. that's a good pick. I love Toy Story. I always have. Always will. You know, and I need to make time to watch the fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
We already talked about Darth Vader, which was my second pick and was on your honorable mentions, and you know, kind of goes back to. You know, I feel like there's a Darth Vader inside of all of us, you know, where this person that if just the right thing happened that would set us off, we would go postal, you know, and just completely wreck everything in our wake. And in a way, you know, that's basically what happened to Darth Vader. You know, he blamed himself for killing Padme to a point where he was unredeemable, and his heart went into such dark places to where it was just kind of like, well, I'm so gone. There's no redeeming qualities in me. I might as well make myself feel something. Like, just make me. I just want to feel something, you know? Like, because the only thing that meant anything to me is gone. So I just want to feel something, you know? And I feel like that's a big part of Darth Vader's journey, is he wanted to feel like he had a purpose. And he was just obviously so tricked by the dark side that, you know, he kept doing these things and not getting anything out of it. So it's a very, you know, it's a sad story. It's a good story. We talked about him already. My next pick, though, my third pick already, I'm going to go if you don't mind. This might shock you. Kratos from God of War. Okay. Now, I didn't grow up playing the God of War games, you know, obviously, like, my parents were already, I didn't have a PS2 at the time that they were popular, and, you know, obviously, the games were hyper-violent, and I always kind of saw Kratos. I knew who Kratos was, but I just kind of always saw him as, like, this, you know, this guy, like, that just wants to kill everything, and in a lot of ways, that's all he is, you know, he just wants this guy that yells and kills stuff. But, you know, God of War 2018, which, you know, heavily is branched off of, you know, mythology and things like that. Norse mythology instead of Greek mythology. The original ones are based off of Greek mythology. The newer one is based off of Norse mythology, which, you know, Thor basically is Norse mythology. And it kind of branches off that whole thing. And I remember, you know, starting the game up and being like, okay, you know, I don't like blood and gore. I'm not a huge gore guy, whatever. I remember sitting, you know, starting up that game and basically playing through the entire thing, knowing and experiencing one of the most beautiful stories I've ever seen, in that you have this guy, his name's Kratos, and he is a killer. He is a cold-blooded killer. Like, he killed for fun, basically. And kind of that in the same way of he wants to kill just to feel something because he lost his daughter, blah, 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 blah. And he's trying to be a dad and make these hard decisions and do these things to try and set a good example for his son. And whenever they run into trouble, things happen, and his son Atreus, like, you know, gets into trouble, and he's trying to tell his son, like, just how to be a man and how to do the right thing. And it's just so beautiful because you grow up with this character and this concept for so long of this is what Kratos is. This is the type of person that he is. And by the end of the game, you truly believe that this character is not trying to not be that guy anymore. And even though deep down inside, like, that guy is still there as certain gameplay events kind of unfold, like, the killer is still there. The guy that, like, will take care of business if he has to is still there. But he doesn't want to be that guy anymore. He wants to be a good dad, and he wants to teach his son lessons, and he wants to do whatever it takes to make his son a good man. And that, you know, it's kind of crazy that and Red Dead 2 came out in the same year, and I cried in both of those games at different parts. But to this day, God of War still remains, like, the best video game I've ever played, narrative-wise. Narrative, and the way the narrative and the combat flow together, I've never experienced anything better than what that game had to offer. And obviously, you know, it's not for everybody. It's a very, adult take on a fairy tale in a lot of ways, but, you know, I truly believe that lots of people could get enjoyment out of that game. So that's my third pick. My three picks are Naruto, Darth Vader, and Kratos. What's your next pick? Are you on your second or third pick? I'm confused.
I've only done one.
Okay, you do. So too. I've said my piece. Let's talk about yours, and, you know, let's talk about yours and kind of branch off from there.
Okay. Well, my second one, I don't know. I don't know if it was ever a movie that you really watched much when you were a kid, but it was a big movie for me. And, like, just watching a man go from knowing absolutely nothing to becoming, like, one of the best mountain men whoever lived, Jeremiah Johnson.
That's so funny. I literally just saw, like, a Facebook post. I put on a thing on Facebook last night of, like, okay, what are your top three favorite character developments? And somebody literally, my dad actually just posted Jeremiah Johnson on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that is so funny. Like, literally 1 minute ago, he literally just said that exact same thing. So that's hilarious. And that's, you awesome. Know what's sinful is I actually don't remember anything about that movie other than scalps. Don't you want any of these? Dude, I haven't seen it in so long. I mean,
that's classic. You need to watch that, like, soon. It's especially if you're trapped at home, dude. You need to just, and especially for, like, being a film buff at this point, because, like, you've watched so much stuff just like me. Like, that movie always sticks in my mind. Like, it's kind of like, you know how Ethan has, that's, I compare a lot of stuff to that movie, and I just, I love the whole story arc because there's so much, so it's kind of, I don't know, it's very special to me, and I think about that movie almost every day. So, yeah.
Definitely. Okay. I'm going to give you full disclosure. You cut out a lot there just then, but you know, yeah, I'm sorry. Like a decent amount, but I gather that it's a very important movie to you and you compare a lot of things to it. So that's good.
Yeah.
Well, what's your next pick?
My next pick, you're definitely going to like, I don't know. I personally think it's the best character in the Star Wars universe. Fight me on it if you want, but Han Solo. I love his arc. That's my favorite character in Star Wars. I know there's other characters that are probably more interesting, but I've always had a special connection to Han Solo because I love his demeanor and his whole beginnings in that original series. How he's just like, he can care less. He doesn't want to be there. He doesn't think any of this is real or matters. And then he ends up being the father of one of the most powerful villains in the galaxy, and then ends up being one of the most important people in Star Wars. And he just ends up being one of the best guys without ever even being able to use the Force. I love that. That makes him a really important character to me because he's one of the... He could very easily be a background character, but he is on the front. He's one of the he's like a background character that is one of the main characters. You know?
Because, no, I totally get that.
A lot of the back. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally get that, and it's like it would be so easy for him to just kind of be in the background, but he is in the forefront. You know, kind of doing his thing, and. Talk about a character that takes so many dips, so many twists and turns, you know, throughout the books, the comics, the movies. I mean, everything about Han Solo is just so, you know, he is always trying to recompense and do the best things do the best job that he possibly can do with the time that he's given. So I like that pick. That's solid. And I feel like Han Solo is a lot of people's favorite picks. So that's right on, you know, that's great. I feel like this is such a hard topic, you know, and I hope you don't. Do you have anything else to say, like, about your picks, really? You said you had so many, like, honorable mentions. I want you to list off all of your honorable mentions without, like, really talking about them, if you can.
Okay. Arthur Morgan, which you already talked about, and then Joel from The Last of Us, and then Batman Dark Knight Trilogy, and then you said Vegeta, and then I didn't get to talk about Zorro in One Piece much, and then Arthur Morgan. Yeah, and those are the ones that I could, that the more important ones that are were on my honorable mentions list, to a short list. List what I had.
Yeah, that's not, I mean, that's not too terribly many more than what I had, which is fine, but no, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like
I had a couple more, but they're not anything to write home about. That's why I didn't even mention them.
Yeah, I feel like it might be easy to at times to be like, okay, yeah, these characters are awesome. Yeah, okay, it's okay to have awesome characters. What about their development? Exactly. Like, what about their development? Exactly. That's what we're talking about, is like the journey of this is how this character starts. This is where their journey ends, you know? And I feel like all these picks are super duper solid. You're surprised that what now?
I'm surprised you actually didn't. I'm surprised you didn't mention Joel. That actually shocked me.
You know, Joel, it's kind of like a reverse thing, you know, with Joel. Like,
yeah.
And, you know, every time I play through The Last of Us, I'm like, Joel's a tool. Like, Joel is a bad person. Like, I love Joel. I really do. Yeah. But his motives and the things that keep him going, like, he's not a good person. So that, you know, I think about stories and I think about character developments, and yes, like, horrible things happen to him and that's fine, and he finds solace in Ellie, but his whole journey is nothing changes. He has 10 years, 20 years to try and change the type of person that he is, and he's not. He is not a good person. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things. I would actually argue that the younger he is, he's a better person then than whenever he grows into an older person, which is kind of a weird thing and kind of an interesting take on
that's development though.
Yeah, it is development, but I love that. I love that story. I do love Joel's development in a very poetic, dark poetic way, but
yeah,
doesn't not enough to put him on my honorable mentions or make the list, truly. So.
Gotcha. Yeah, I feel you.
But this was a nice little side conversation to kind of bang out, you know, and have kind of in the background. And, you know, maybe this will give some people some interesting stuff to watch and listen to. Maybe them get them interested in us. You know, it's one of those things, like, we come up with these topics all the time. And I love talking about this stuff because, it keeps your podcast chops kind of, like, up to snuff, so to speak. And I love doing stuff like this, so I thank you for kind of getting the idea together to be able to thank you for submitting the idea, basically, for us to be able to go over this. It was a lot of fun. Mikey, do you want to plug anything that you have?
Not yet,
man. That delay is crazy.
Yeah, it's intense on my end too.
Yeah,
you're all Mikey, but you want to, you know, like, speeds up super hard in court. Not right now. I have some stuff I'm working on, but it may be here in a couple episodes, which this will probably come out later, but as of right now, no.
Okay. Awesome. As always, you can email us at geeklybiweekly1@gmail.com. If you have any questions, concerns, comments, anything you want to just let us know, we'd greatly appreciate it. You can find me at The Wannabe Critic on pretty much every single platform, and I would love to hear from you and, you know, interact with you. Let's be friends. So that about wraps it up for us here at The Wannabe Critic. I'm Gabriel Fast, and Mikey, I want to thank you very much for joining us, and I also want to thank you for preparing yourselves for a plethora of hot takes and potentially unpopular opinions. I'm Gabriel Fast. I will always be The Wannabe Critic. Say goodbye, Mikey.
Goodbye.